This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's military made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called on the United States to help. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, hundreds gathered outside the White House on Saturday to protest Turkey's incursion into Kurdish-controlled northeast Syria and to urge U.S. action against Ankara. Many of the demonstrators were Kurdish Americans angry at U.S. President Donald Trump for standing aside last week as Turkey sent troops into Syria to fight with Kurds. Mark Levine is a member of the Virginia State Legislature who took part in the protests.
The Turkish army, as we know, is out to massacre men, women, and children for nothing but their ethnicity, for nothing but their identity. Mass murder and ethnic cleansing is going on. And I say to my country, the United States of America, we want no part of it.
The Washington rally and march came as thousands of Kurds and their local supporters rallied in France, Germany, and Greece Saturday to protest Turkey's military action in northeast Syria. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The most powerful typhoon to hit northern Japan in decades plowed into the country early Sunday after fierce rain and wind paralyzed the capital, led to four deaths, millions under evacuation warnings, and flooded rivers. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around a becalmed Tokyo before dawn on Sunday, but they imposed them on areas further north after Typhoon Hagibis blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the dangers of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kachihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. He says it is level 5 warning, which means that people must consider trying to save their lives. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company overnight reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring water at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which was crippled by a 2011 earthquake and tsunami. A Kenyan athlete made history in Vienna on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has the story.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge made athletics history on Saturday when he became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours. The Olympic marathon champion and world record holder completed the Vienna run in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
I'm the happiest man to run under 2 hours in order to inspire many people.
Kipchoge's remarkable effort will not be recognized by the sport's governing body because it was not an open competition and used in-and-out pacemakers.
That is Francesca Lina of Reuters. There was a shooting during a wedding at a church in New Hampshire Saturday that left 3 people injured and the shooter in custody. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Police say a man with a handgun showed up at the church in Pelham while the wedding was underway. A man and a woman were shot and another person was injured as wedding guests subdued the shooter.
They basically gang tackled him. There was a struggle ensued. Minor injuries occurred to the other guests who were in the struggle with the shooter.
Pelham Police Chief Joseph Rourke also says they're investigating a motive.
This does not seem to be a random event.
He says about 40 guests were at the wedding at the New England Pentecostal Church. I'm Julie Walker.
And one person was killed and at least 18 were injured after the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans collapsed on Saturday. Authorities said it isn't clear what triggered the partial collapse on the higher floors of the hotel. Governor John Bel Edwards said at least 3 people remain unaccounted for, but could not confirm if they are trapped in the building. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.